to Fiona Kelly now with what it says in this morning's newspapers.
Nation united in grief, Sean died a hero, and peace heroes. Those are the headlines on the front of the Irish Sun, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Daily Star, which in common with all of today's papers in the Republic, lead with the death of Private Sean Rooney, who died after the vehicle he was travelling in was attacked in Lebanon on Wednesday night. The Irish Daily Mail reports that Sean Rooney's heartbroken mother, Natasha, was preparing to welcome her son home for Christmas when she received the devastating news in the early hours of yesterday morning. We're also told that the 24-year-old was engaged to be married and that the wedding was due to take place next year. The Irish Times carries a picture of Sean and his fiancée, Holly McConnellogue, on its front page this morning. The picture on the front of the Irish Examiner, meanwhile, is of Defence Force members attending a vigil in Killeh in County Cork last night as they prayed for Shane Carney, the 22-year-old trooper from the village who was also critically injured in the attack. The Irish Independent and Times both focus on the events which led up to the attack on the armoured Land Rover, which the Irish troops were travelling in on their way to Beirut Airport. Conor Gallagher writes in the Times that after becoming separated from an accompanying vehicle, they left the approved route and encountered a group of locals who had been watching the World Cup match between France and Morocco, who became angry at the presence of a UN vehicle and started to attack it. Writing in the Independent, Declan Power gives a similar account under the headline, "Deadly Ambush More Likely Due to Local Grudge Against UN Rather Than a Specific Attack on Irish Troops." Turning now to the Northern papers, the Belfast Telegraph reports on a severe shortage of home heating oil in Northern Ireland, as well as a price rise. We're told the price of 500 litres of oil has risen by more than £50 in the last week alone. For its lead story, the Irish News reports that former Northern Ireland Agriculture Minister Edwin Poots was last night urged to explain his order to halt border checks at the Irish Sea in the aftermath of a High Court ruling which found that he took an overtly political decision when he made the order last February. Elsewhere this morning, the government has no plans to reintroduce mortgage interest relief as the ECB raised rates yesterday for the fourth time in 6 months. That's on the front of the Times. And the Examiner gives front page coverage to Ryanair's introduction of five new routes out of Cork Airport. The Independent has a story on page three of today's paper about a two-year-old boy in Uganda who survived being partially swallowed by a hippo. An onlooker who witnessed the attack threw stones at the hippo, who then spat the boy out and lumbered off to a nearby lake. And finally, the latest instalment of the Harry and Meghan series on Netflix is flagged on the front of most of today's tabloids. Brothers at War is the headline in the Sun, while over on the front of the Mail, the paper runs with the headline, "The Ultimate Narcissist in an Age of Narcissism."